Who likes the little duckies in the pond?
Monday, March 5th, 2007. Caprica Cafe. Hey there, Buckaroos. I'm kind of sad because my favorite podcast, one of the main people, is leaving to move back to Germany to work for Rubbermaid. Rubbermaid, of all companies. So, I'm going to be terribly melancholy. But I am drinking a delicious Sierra Nevada Celebration Ale. So, like that. Okay, I have a story to tell. This is decidedly nonfiction, and I will tell it the way it was told to me by my synapses. So, a week ago, no, yes, 2 weeks ago, I went to, 1 week ago, I went to Santa Rosa to visit court and see, you know, the judge and see how he's doing and talk to him, talk to the bailiff and talk to a lawyer of mine. He's a good friend, you know, and just see how everyone's doing up there, you know, hanging out. And so I did that, you know, that was fun. But it was a day later than I thought it was, so I thought it was on Monday, because it's always fucking on Monday. What? And then they put it on Tuesday, just to fuck with me, so now it was on Tuesday. And so I was there on Monday, and I hung around, and I watched people get, like, emancipated, and other people get arrested, and it was kind of a cool day. It was like... And they'd just be talking, and I'd be kind of spacing out, and you are now under arrest. I'm like, what? Really? And bailiff would walk up and cuff the guy. I'm like, whoa. So, they don't fuck around. And, anyways, so I came up by bus, or more accurately, a train. No, a bus, and then a train, and then a bus. So I took a bus from... This is what this podcast is about. It's about my traveling. So it's going to be really interesting like that. So if you don't want to listen, fuck you. So I took a bus from Santa Cruz to San Jose. It's the 17, motherfucker, because it travels on Highway 17. It's a good bus. And then from there, I took a train to Martinez, obviously. And then from there, I took a bus to Petaluma, where Miss Frickberg scooped me up. So it was funny. I was in San Jose. I kind of wandered aimlessly off the bus, kind of like, ooh, here I am in San Jose. And I wander inside, and I'm like, hi, when's this thing coming? And I'm like, oh, okay, cool. And so should I wait out here in the bus stop? She's like, no, you go around here down this ramp. And I'm like, oh, okay. And, like, I get out there, and there's a whole bunch of vending machines. I'm like, all right. And so, like, there's like, a train out there, and I'm like, okay, cool, where's the bus? It's, like, it's a big ramp, and I don't know what to do. So I go back inside. I'm like, am I waiting for a train or a bus? And she gave me this look, like, oh, my God. And you're waiting for a train. So I'm like, okay. So I go down and down this little tunnel and come out the other side, and I stand there like a jackass. Just on the platform, and there's one train with its doors open and nothing else around, and I'm like, what do I do? And there's this guy who's pretty cool. He was like wearing the full-on don't fucking hit me, I'm a bicyclist regalia, and he's sitting there with his laptop and his super expensive bicycle, and he's like, What kind of mistake are you? And I'm like, what am I doing? And like, he's like, get on the bus or the train. And I'm like, thanks, okay. So I hop on, and then the doors like close right behind me, and I'm like, oh God. And it was cool because it was double deckered. Fuck you, I've never been on a train before, okay? It's double deckered. Anyways, okay, I had one time before. So I go on the train, it was awesome. I bought a cup of noodles, like name brand TM cup of noodles. And it was pretty styrofoamy delicious, you know, a little chicken flavor bits in there. It was quite tasty. $1.50. And then I went on the bus, the train. And then I went on the bus after that. That part wasn't too interesting. It took like 7 hours to get from Santa Cruz to Petaluma, which is usually about a 2-hour trip by the car machine. So, anyways, the way back. This is what I really wanted to tell you. Thank you for putting up with that. On the way back, I'm like, okay, bus is coming 4:40, even though it's a day late, you know, they're cool with it. So, for reasons, you know, whatever. We were late. Okay, so we needed an hour late getting to the bus stop, and we got there like right at 4:40. And there's no bus, and I'm like, oh, there's no bus, cool. And Anita, being, you know, the more intelligent half of mine, like, could you call someone? I'm like, oh, excellent. So I call up Julie, who's my BFF, and she's like, hi, I'm Julie. What do you want to know about Amtrak? And, you know, I ask her out, and she tells me no. And then I ask her what the fuck's up with my bus. And she's all like, well, it's 2 hours late. And I'm like, I hate you, Julie. Let's never talk again. So Miss Anita and I wander over to Whole Foods and, you know, get the healthiest thing we could find, which was a bag of herb popcorn and cookie dough. Like, okay, it was like, you know, cookie dough, right? Okay, good. You know, ice cream? Yeah. You know how it comes in those little containers, like the Ben and Jerry size? Yeah. Okay. So there was one of those in the refrigerator section, one of those size containers. And I'm like, oh, sweet. Cookie dough. And I buy it. And, like, I bust out a spoon because I'm like, I'm going to dig into this shit and eat it all. And I open it up, and the thing's, like, half full of, like, these little, like, circles, discs, hockey pucks of cookie dough. And I felt ripped off. And I punched an old man in the shin, and I felt a little better. And we kind of sat there in Whole Foods. I drank coffee. And Anita drank tea, and we decidedly looked at Palabolas and talked about how everything they do is impossible. And then I was like, oh God, we're going to be late, because somehow 2 hours had passed or something. No, that's not what happened. What really happened was we called again, and she said, it was a different time, and Julie said, because she's a bitch, and she lied to me. And she's like, okay, now the bus is coming at this time, so we're like, fuck. And so we get over there, and it hails, and we're like, WTF. And we get to the bus stop, and there's no one there. And we call again, and we're like, oh, just kidding, it's this time. So anyways, we're there at the bus stop for like an hour. And, you know, it's kind of raining, and just sticking around. I had to pee. And I went into the library to pee. Had a little hard time finding the bathroom, even though it was in the foyer. That was cool. They have a children's bathroom, by the way, in case you're wondering. I'd imagine everything's smaller. I considered peeing in there because I couldn't find the big boy bathroom. But then I realized, like, I've peed in elementary school urinals before, and they're like, uh-uh. You can't pee in those. You have to have, like, Superman aim to nail one of those shots. So anyways, found the bathroom and I peed. There you go. So the bus finally came, and we said our sweet and loving goodbyes. And we went... Oh, God, what's that? The router is molesting my leg. It's kind of hot. I mean, like, really... Seems like I might catch fire. And I got on this bus, and there's like this mean old nasty chick, and she's like talking to her friends on the bus, and there's no one else on the bus, and it's nighttime now. The sun is gone to bed, and it's just me and this crazy chick, and she's talking to her friends. So I sit in the back of the bus, and like, what the fuck? And I have a stomach ache and a headache, so I'm like, I'll drink one of the beers that I brought with me. Yeah, I brought beer with me. What of it? Oh, sorry, that was gonna burp. Okay. And so we take forever to get to Martinez again. and we pick up no one, even though we take a lot of time not picking up people, which was fun. You know, I like that. And we get to Martinez. And what happened then? I know what happened. I got on the bus, the train. God. And I got on the train. And there you go. And there wasn't very many people on the train. That's not what happened. Hang on. Let's start over. So I get to Martinez, and it's 8:20, and I walk up to the counter. I'm like, hey, I need to go here. WTF. And he's like, well, you know, you could probably hop on this train. And I'm like, okay. When's it leaving? Well, 8:45. Okay. And then I ask the guy where food is, and he's like, go down here. And I wasn't really listening, so I didn't really get to where he was directing me to. But I found a Mexican joint. You know, straight up Tex-Mex. And when I sat down, I realized 8:20 is when I got there. 8:45 is when my train was leaving. I gave me 25 minutes, and it took me 5 minutes to get there. And, God, I don't know what I was thinking. Anyway, so I sat down by myself at this restaurant, getting funny looks from everyone there. And I order a Dos Equis Amber, which was bad. And just some chips and salsa, which was delicious salsa. And I got a salad. I ate it and paid and left. And I kind of hustled back, walking down the street. And there was like possums freaking out. No, that's a lie. They're raccoons. Anyways, got to the train station, bounding in through the front door. And I'm like, where's my train? And he's like, oh, that's it right there. And I'm like, die. And I got my bag, and I ran out to the train. I'm like, is this going to take me to where I want to go? And he's like, yeah, get on. And then we left. And I was really dehydrated, so I went to the snack bar. And I'm like, maybe I can get some water. And it was closed. So I sat down, and then it turned out there was a little place where you could get water, right behind my seat. So I got some water, drank it, and it was good. And, you know, rode that train. And anyways, I got to San Jose. 11:45. No, that's a lie. The train didn't make it all the way back to San Jose. For some reason, this train stopped in Oakland. So I had to take a bus. And the bus was going to Santa Barbara. But it would take me to San Jose. So I took that, and that bus took 2 hours to get from Oakland to San Jose. Figure that one out. But it's because we went to San Francisco and then back down to San Jose. So that was fun. And once I got to San Jose, it was 11:45. And I was like, fuck. The 17, the bus that you need to take back to Santa Cruz, the only bus that goes to Santa Cruz, the only vehicle that goes to Santa Cruz, is done. There's no more 17s at this late hour. They stop at 10:30. So I'm like, well, I'm going to go up to the cashier at the Amtrak place, and I'm going to be like, damn it, you're going to pay for my hotel tonight. Concern it. And I get all my courage up, because I hate complaining about customer service things. And I get up there, and I pull open the door, and it's locked. So I'm like, fuck, there's no one here. And so I turn around, and there's like one city bus, and it says Gilroy. And I'm like, okay, I don't know where Gilroy is. And for those of you who don't know, it's not near Santa Cruz. And so I go up to the bus, and I'm like, hi. And putting on my saddest face I could find, does this bus take me closer to Santa Cruz? No, it was more like, hi, does this bus take me closer to Santa Cruz? And she's like, no. She didn't really say it. She was just like, no. And I'm like, whoa. And then I realized later she was on the phone. She didn't really want to talk to me. And then I got on the bus, and she's like, here, I'll take you downtown to the Greyhound. And I'm like, oh, okay. And then I sit down, and this woman, who is black and 40-ish, started talking like nothing else, like Cheryl Tozell kind of talking. This woman just like went off. And, you know, she found out that I was a dance major, and so we talked about musicals for a long time. And she said she hated Rent, and she, like, she couldn't even stay awake through it. What the fuck? You can't stay awake through Rent? You have some kind of ADD. Anyways. Another funny thing she said, like, we talked for 20 minutes while she was filling out paperwork. I don't know what we were waiting for. Maybe we weren't waiting for anything, but, you know, it was warmer than outside, so I was fine with it. And she's like, she was talking about New York and musicals, and she asked me if I was happy, and I'm like, yeah, I guess I'm happy. And, you know, it's kind of a sudden change of pace, but like, well, I mean, and then I started thinking about, you know, like, what is happiness, and how does the normal person in society define happiness? And she kind of gives me this kind of funny backwards look, and I'm like, do you know what I'm talking about? And I'm like, and she's like, are you gay? And I'm like, oh. And I thought about it again, like, well, no, I'm not gay. And she's like, oh, okay. Because, you know, all dancers are gay. Anyways, so we finally left. We picked up one other guy. Maybe we were waiting for some other guy. And he was like, you know, the musical Scrooge, he looked like Scrooge from that musical. He's like all hunched over. He had those glasses. And he sat in the back of the bus talking to himself, writing on little pieces of paper with his crinkled up hairy hands and his white scrunched up face. So she drove me downtown. She's like, well, okay, I'll take you to the Greyhound. You know, and I'm like, okay. And she's like, she's like, oh God, where is it? And she's like, I don't know if it was on 1st Street or 2nd Street. And she pulls over the bus and she gets out, and like walks around the corner of 2nd Street and looks down and is like, oh no, it must be down 1st Street. And she's like, come here. And she's like, here, take this. And she gives me a day bus pass. Because by that time it was 12. So it was the 28th. And he's like, you know, if Greyhound's not open, you can just ride the bus 22. It goes all night, and you can just ride it. It has like a 3-hour shift, and so you can just ride it back and forth till dawn. I'm like, oh God, I hope it doesn't come to that. And I'm like, thank you. And she's like, yeah, sure, anytime. And she drives off. And so here I am on the streets of San Jose, kind of lost. No, I'm sorry. Lost is where you don't know where you are. I was like, I knew I was in San Jose, and that was all I knew. I guess it's a different kind of lost. It's a better kind of lost. Because I had no point for being there. Because usually when you're lost, you know, you gotta find something. So anyways, walked around the corner. Greyhound was obviously closed. And I'm like, well, I'm not gonna stay on a bus all night, so I guess I'll find a hotel. And I'm like, oh, there's a sign for a hotel. And so I walked down just like half a block. And I'm like, oh, wow. This is a really loud hotel, and I walk around the corner, there's like a bar on the bottom, and then the entrance to the hotel was like a double door, and the outside door was like, you know, metal mesh, and there was two people inside this like dark, scary passageway smoking and like looking at me, and I'm like, no, I'm not staying there. So I continued to walk, and I walked for a solid 2 hours, and it was a tidbit nipply. The signs told me it was 36 degrees. But I finally found, I got lost for a while, and then I'm like, oh, you know, I look up for one place, like, this is kind of promising, maybe there's a hotel down here, because I couldn't even find a thing to tell me where hotels were. And I'm like, oh, yeah, this looks like a great place for a hotel, and like I finally get there, and it's the fucking bus stop that I left from. So I'm like, well, okay. So I looked around the city and I could see a Marriott and a Hyatt sign far away. So I'm like, fine. So I go that way. Whatever. I'll just blow a bunch of money and get a really expensive hotel. I can tough it up. And I get there and I get to the Marriott, and there's like a cheaper looking place across the street. Still pretty posh, you know, fountains and hedges and, you know, classical music upon the entry. And so I get up to the front desk and a very upsettingly congenial man walks up, and he's like, hi, how are you? What can I do for you this evening? I'm like, it's two, you bastard. And I'm like, I want a room. What do you think I want? Fuck. And he's like, okay, well, because of the conference, I'm like, all the rooms are taken up, and I can recommend you two over here. Let me call them up and get you an estimate. I'm like, thanks. And so he calls up and draws me a little map. And he's like, okay, so this is what the non-smoking rooms are, and this is what the smoking rooms are, and, you know, this is all they have left, and I can have them hold it for you. And I'm like, yeah, sure. And I look down on the price, $289. But the non-smoking room was only $209. So I figured, wow, what a great deal. And I'm like, thank you. And I walk out the door, and I'm like, well, maybe the bus isn't sounding so bad. So I kind of walk across the street, and I'm like, so I have this little map of, like, downtown. It has a list of places to eat. And I'm like, great, this will help. And I have this stupid map, and so I just fold it up and never look at it again. And I walk down a street, and I'm like, I'm going to die. I'm going to die on the streets of San Jose. Because by that time, things are starting to get a little sketchy outside. Like, some people were doing things that kind of upset me. People would just say, kind of like, they would walk by you, and they wouldn't see you. Like, they'd just be talking to themselves. Like, not in the creepy, like, daytime bus ride kind of way. Like, you know, because they'll, like, look around and stuff. Like, these people were just like, and you're like, oh, God. So I look down one street, about to give up hope, just collapse and die in the gutter. And I saw, very far off in the distance, neon lighting of motel. And I'm like, bomb. And I walk down five or so blocks, and it points me around a corner, and I come into this nice, pleasantly shady motel with this really ugly pool. And I get up to the little window, and they don't even let me inside. No. There's a window. There is a window. In case anyone's wondering, there's a window, okay? And so I got up to the window, which there was one, and there was a bell in, and it said, hold bell. And I'm like, okay. So I hold the bell for a while. And a sleepy, sleepy woman of some other descent that I don't belong to comes out, and she's like, hi, do you want a room? I'm like, yeah, for how many? Yeah, can I have a room for one person? She's like, oh, okay, for how many people? And I'm like, one. And she's like, oh, okay. And she says, $55. I'm like, great, fine, good. And she's like, here, you take room 14. There's two beds, but you only sleep in one. I'm like, why would I sleep in two beds? And whatever, I take the key, and I wander up to room 14, and there's the standard issue motel bed, you know, the thing, but then there's like another room, off kind of like diagonal backwards. It was just a terribly awkward shape, and it had another bed in it, and a little crappy window, but it was like full of parts of other beds from other rooms, And there's like another table and a bunch of chairs all stacked on. So it was like sleeping in a closet, but like a really big closet. But I chose that room because it was farther away from the door, and the place scared me. So, because I'm white, in case anyone is wondering. And I got there and I slept, and I woke up 7 hours later because I had class the next day, and I felt like shit. And I'm like, great, let's go on a bus ride. And I gave myself 20 minutes to walk back to the bus station to catch the next bus. And I realized it was not enough time. So I'm like, by the end of the time, I'm like running. I'm going to make it. And I get there just as the bus is about to leave. And I'm like, oh, thank God. And I get there and I get off the bus and I see my friend from Subud. And I'm like, hi, how are you? Good. Oh no, I just got back from San Jose. I spent the night there. Yeah, sucking dick for coke. What are you gonna do? And I went up to class, and I got there, and I'm like, no. And I tell my teacher, hi. I know I was supposed to perform today, but instead I'm gonna go home. And she's like, okay. Because, you know, California is like that. And then I went home. I think that's the end of my story, actually. You've done a very good job listening to this. I'm very proud of you. I think that's all I got, really. I believe the next podcast will contain a fictional short story, so it's not going to get more interesting than this, but this is pretty interesting. That's about it from Caprica Cafe. Caprica Cafe is released under the Creative Commons license. To find out more, go to creativecommons.com. And while you're on the internet, go ahead and check out music.podshow.com, which is where all the music from this episode is from. And if you really feel like getting into it,
You can find out what songs these are on the Caprica Cafe website at capricacafe.blogspot.com.